we wanted to do was to say to the business community that we understand the difficulties you're in. Also, what we've done is we've invested more into community development, working on some key strategic community and tourism projects. Because of some of the difficult decisions taken in Donegal and in Buncrana, we do have a bit more flexibility. But also in Buncrana, we've had prudent management now over a long time in relation to a development fund. Right now, we can start to look at tourism, we can start to look at community, we can start to look at developing a number of projects that are out there.
When the rest of the country was wallowing, in a sense, in the benefits of the Celtic Tiger, Buncrana was losing fruit of the loom. Now Buncrana is seeing businesses open, Buncrana is seeing vitality creep back into the town centre at a time when other town centres are losing theirs. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a very good Chamber of Commerce in Buncrana, who are innovative and who are positive in their approach. And there's no doubt about it. When you look at the main street in Buncrana, you have shops that have been painted. You have more businesses opening, particularly restaurants in recent times. You know, there's just something remarkable happening out there, and a lot of it stems from positivity. And then also in the community sector, you have the likes of the Tidy Towns. You have the Youth Drop-In Centre. You just have a range of the sporting organisations, a lot of people who can't change things at national level, but at the level, at community level in their area, they have stepped up to the plate. So I suppose what we wanted to do on council was acknowledge and meet those people halfway.